Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. Then again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
We were excellent. They were more excellent.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
Where's the dice?
He's got his shoes on the wrong feet.
That's not very good teamwork.
That's what the coach says.
So, would you like to play?
Yeah, with Pickles.
With Pickles.
Congratulations, Connie. What are you doing?
I'm trying to see if I can time it so that when I open the cash register and drop this quarter, it falls right into the quarter slot.
Slow day?
Slow week. Congratulations for what?
Well, for finally teaching the kids not to put their fingers on the windows. This is the cleanest I've ever seen them.
Well, there haven't been any kids around to put their fingers on the windows.
That bad, huh?
The mystery lull. We've been empty all week.
Greetings, everyone.
Hi, Gene.
Oh, hello, Gene.
The telltale echo tells me that our business has yet to pick up.
Well, I killed a fly about an hour ago.
Oh, please tell me you didn't smash it on a window.
In anticipation of our lack of patronage, I brought this.
What's that?
A chess set. Have either of you seen Jason?
He's out of town. I know you're just dying to ask me to play, so I will just say right now, I do not like chess.
I see. You read my mind.
Oh, all right, Eugene. You talk me into it. I'll play.
You want to play?
Sure.
Aren't you working?
Well, this is my last job for the day. Come on.
Your wife's not expecting you at home?
No, she's off getting her hair done. Besides, it's salmon patty and broccoli night. Yuck.
Well,
Oh, I see. You think I can't play?
Oh, well, no, of course I don't think that.
I'll have you know that I've won the Walton Annual Chess Tournament 17 years running.
Congratulations.
It's me and my brother and my Aunt Mildred.
I'm sure it's very competitive.
And just because Aunt Mildred's 104 years old doesn't mean she's lost her ability to play games.
I understand that.
She was Parcheesi champ of our county 45 years running, and I...
No need to continue, Mr. Walton. I suppose we could play a game.
Ah, oh, now you're talking. Just lay that board out right here. Connie, I'll take a tall glass of water, please.
Okay.
I'll be the black pieces, if you don't mind. I'm always black.
Oh, that's perfectly fine with me.
Now, wait a minute. Now, where's the dice?
Dice? actually, Mr. Walton, I just remembered that I have an errand that I desperately need to attend.
Relax, Eugene, relax. I'm only kidding. Boy, thinks I want to use dice for chess. I never seen that.
All right, girls. Don't worry about this one. See, what we had today, it was a nice effort. It just wasn't nice enough. We played an excellent team. We were excellent. They were more excellent. But tomorrow we'll spend the day getting ready for Connellsville. Yeah, that's what's important.
Nice effort? Give me a break.
Don't start, Heather.
Oh, so I guess you think we played well?
They were just better than we were.
No, the problem is that they were playing volleyball and we were playing hopscotch.
Heather.
Untrained seals could have scored more than 3 points in 2 matches.
We know we played badly.
Yeah, Heather, and notice she said we. I don't think you made a spike all day.
How am I supposed to spike when nobody's sending it up to me? You especially, Karen. You kept hitting it too far away from the net.
I had a lot of good sets.
When?
Oh, be quiet. I'm so sick of you complaining after every game.
Well, I wouldn't complain if you guys would concentrate.
You're not our coach.
Hey, come on, you guys.
You think you're so much better?
Quiet.
I'm taking my shower.
Good sets? Like hitting the ball means it's a good set? Can you believe her?
I don't know, Heather. I see her point.
What point?
You're not our coach.
You're taking her side?
It's just that you do tend to boss us around, and everybody's kind of sick of it.
Well, you know what I'm sick of, Julie? Losing.
I see what he's doing.
What?
He's trying to get me to move my horse.
Knight.
Away from his tower.
Rook.
So that he can get my guy with a pointy head.
Bishop. And I'm not quite clear why you think it's to your advantage to verbalize my strategy out loud.
So that is your strategy, huh?
No, of course not. Would you mind moving, please?
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, can I get you anything?
Nothing, thanks. I'm on my way home.
Figures.
There's nobody here.
Oh, just us.
I guess I'll go then.
Well, so fast? Oh, wait a minute now. Didn't your volleyball team play today?
If you can call it playing, then yes.
Oh, I see. You didn't win.
Win? We haven't won a match all season. I can't believe how bad we are.
Huh.
Well, you guys were pretty good last year, weren't you?
District champions.
Well, what happened?
All the eighth graders moved on to high school. I was the only seventh grader who started last year. Now I'm the only player on the team who has any experience.
Well, then you should get better as the others get more experience.
That's what I thought, too. But it hasn't worked out that way. Our team just doesn't have any talent.
Well, then you may need to just adjust your expectations. You can't expect to win every game if your team isn't the best. You obviously have the skill and the talent for volleyball, whereas the other members of your team might not.
Then what am I supposed to do?
Well, help them to develop their skills, all the while knowing that they may not be another Heather. Then just learn from your wins and losses and move on.
I've had enough losses. Now I just want to win. I'm going to go over to Julie's house. She needs some work on her serve.
Well, I hope it helps.
It better. I'll see you later.
All right. So long, Heather.
Bye, Heather.
That girl's going to be burned out before she's 30. Yeah. Now let's see what I want to do with my queenie here.
That's interesting, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh?
One of my classes just studied the psychology of losing.
Huh.
We read an article called The Obsession with Victory. Fascinating that there are some people who simply cannot accept defeat.
Checkmate.
Pardon me?
I said checkmate.
Surely you jest.
Oh, surely I don't. It's checkmate, Eugene.
Oh, wait just a minute. Let me see. How did your queen get over there?
I just moved it about the time you were talking about losing.
Well, it is indeed. Checkmate.
Way to go, Bernard.
Good game, Bernard.
It was nothing, really.
Yes, apparently my concentration was, well, you see, the atmosphere was one of confusion, and I must have, Congratulations, Mr. Walton. You won. Fair and square.
I know.
Perhaps I should go upstairs now and, be upstairs for a while. I'll, be off then.
It's gonna take him a while to get over this, huh?
I'm afraid it will.
Answer the door. Answer the door. Good morning, Mr. Walton.
Eugene, what happened? You look awful.
Bad night.
Maybe you should have slept in.
Well, I happened to be up, so I thought perhaps you'd be interested in another game of chess.
Hey, Eugene, it's 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, but I find early morning intellectual exercise to be most helpful in starting my day off properly.
Yeah? That's usually a bowl of Choco Chums for me.
So, would you like to play?
No, sorry, I can't. Some of us have jobs to take care of, you know.
Perhaps when you've finished tonight?
I'm going out with my wife.
When will you be home?
I'll get back to you on that.
Do you get a lunch break?
Yes, but I'll be at the Briarwood Nursing Home.
I'll meet you there. What time?
Are you sure you
want... I'll bring the sandwiches. You prefer tuna, is that correct?
Yeah, with pickles.
With pickles.
And an extra mayo.
Extra mayonnaise. Right. I'll see you at noon.
Yeah, okay. This is starting to be fun, I think. You haven't even touched your sandwich, Eugene.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah? Mine's not bad. Bread's a little old, but...
Please, Mr. Walton, I'm attempting to concentrate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your move.
Oh, thanks. Can I talk during my turn?
If you must.
Yeah. Did you get this bread at Morley's Bakery?
I believe so.
Yeah, because they have stale bread sometimes, you know. You need to go to that place over on 3rd Street by the barbershop. They got the best... Oh, wait a minute. Checkmate. They got the best rye bread you have ever...
What?
Checkmate. Their pumpernickel isn't bad either, you know. A little heavy on the molasses maybe, but I don't mind that so much.
How could it possibly... How did you... Let's play again.
No, I gotta go back to work in 20 minutes.
Just a quick game, quick game.
A quick game of chess,
we
Eugene?
We finished that last one off in 15 minutes.
Oh, did we? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, all right, one more.
And no more sandwiches.
No more sandwiches?
No!
Hey, I wasn't finished with that.
I'll give it back when we're finished, but please do me the courtesy of not eating while I play.
Aw, oh, but tuna gets slimy
and
when
no
you let it...
And no talking!
Oh, well, if you say so. Boy, takes all the fun out of playing the game.
Okay, that was a little better, but you still need to get some more height on your jump so you can serve it flatter. It goes faster that way.
You expect me to jump higher now?
Yes.
I don't have any energy left.
You have to get this down.
We've been out here for 2 hours. It's nearly 9 o'clock. I want to go to bed.
We've got a big game tomorrow night. You have to be prepared.
But doesn't getting a good night's sleep help with that, too?
Julie, if you really cared about winning, you'd stay out here with me.
I do care, just not as much as you do.
That's because you don't want to win.
No, you want to win too much. It's not that important, Heather. Look at you. You've gotten so obsessed with winning that you haven't even noticed that nobody on the team can stand you.
They'll love me when we start winning. The one thing that brings a team together is victory.
Well, I don't know about you, but most of the girls on the team make friends with people even if they lose sometimes. I'm going to bed.
I'm sure he's okay.
Well, better safe than sorry. He sounded awful on the answering machine.
Eugene, are you in there?
Indeed.
Are you okay, Eugene?
I'm fine. I just needed a personal day. Didn't you get my message on the answering machine?
Well, yes, that's why we're here. We thought you might be sick or something. We brought you some soup.
Actually, I'm very well, thank you. But if you don't mind, I would like some time alone.
Well, we tried calling you. Why is your phone off the hook?
I did not wish to be disturbed. My plan appears to have backfired.
Eugene, what's going on in there? Why won't you open the door?
Oh.
What happened to you?
Oh, have you slept at all?
Have you showered?
I've done both, actually, though I can't remember when or where.
Well, what in the world are you doing, Eugene?
Research.
Looks to me like you're watching TV. Wait a minute. That's you and Bernard. Oh, look, and there's me! Why did I have to wear that sweater?
You videotaped your chess game?
I'm trying to learn from my mistakes.
Huh.
He's beaten me in 6 consecutive games.
Did he know you were taping him?
Yes. In fact, you'll notice every once in a while he'll lean into the camera and sing, "My darling Clementine." I turned the sound down.
Eugene, you really need to let this go.
Yeah.
But Mr. Whitaker, I just can't understand it. How does he keep beating me? Look, look, watch this move right here. He's going to move knight to rook 4 for no reason at all. There. Did you see that?
Well, yeah.
He has no apparent strategy. It's as if he's moving his pieces completely at random, and somehow he consistently stumbles upon victory.
Eugene.
There are times when I'm convinced that this is a game he doesn't know the rules for.
Eugene, you just ended a sentence with a preposition.
Impossible. Prepositions are not words that I end sentences with.
Eugene.
Oops.
I think you need to get some sleep.
You don't seem to understand. The world no longer makes sense. Today, Bernard Walton beats me at chess. Tomorrow, the Earth will revolve around the sun.
The Earth does revolve around the sun, Eugene.
Why don't we just turn this off now?
Wait. Watch this move. Bishop to rook 3. There. I seriously think he made that move simply to form the letter M with his pieces.
It's what? Bedtime, Eugene.
Do you think we should carry him?
Yeah, you got his legs.
Yeah.
I got it!
Set.
All right, side out!
Why didn't you set that to me?
I wanted to hit it up for myself. Okay, come on, Cassidy, big serve! Nice serve!
I got it!
All right, on point!
What are you doing, Heather?
Hitting the ball over the net.
I called for it.
So did I.
It was my ball. It came right to me.
Hey, guys, come on.
You've been hogging the ball all game, and I'm sick of it.
The only chance we have of winning is if I hit every ball I can reach.
Stop it.
Hey, you two. Cut it out.
Coach, did you see her take that ball away from me?
Yes, I did. Come on, Heather. Let's spend some time on the bench.
The bench?
The bench. Charlene, you take Heather's place.
Wait a minute. You can't take me out.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I was the coach. And as far as I know, I still am. And I certainly can take you out.
But I'm your best player.
Sit, best player. Okay, let's go, girls. Now, Heather, you seem to have forgotten something very important. What you have forgotten is the following. The team sport of volleyball is just what I just said. A team sport. Get it?
Yeah, and you know what, Coach? I don't want to be on this team anymore. I quit.
Are you going to play another game of chess?
Yes, yes, chess. Mr. Walton's supposed to be here any minute.
How do you feel?
Confident, Miss Kendall. Confident.
What's that notebook for?
My notes, obviously. A list of his tendencies, strengths, and weaknesses. Hello, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, hi, Eugene, Connie.
Bernard, why don't you come on over here and get some ice water before your big game?
Oh, no, thank you, Connie.
But you always have ice water.
Well, not today, thanks.
Well, you need to come up here anyway.
For what?
I just want to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a day.
Right. I'll be right there, Eugene. Apparently, Connie has a crush on me or something. What are you talking about, Connie?
So, Bernard, I guess you've been having a lot of fun with this, huh?
Well, you mean chess with Eugene? Yeah, I suppose.
I bet it feels really good to beat him at something for once.
It is kind of fun. Yeah.
Just how important is it to you to beat him today?
Meaning?
Meaning you have made your point already. You beat him every game. So what's the big deal if you lost one, you know?
Connie, are you asking me to throw the game?
He's an emotional wreck. Please, Bernard.
This is good for him.
Look at him. He's got his shoes on the wrong feet. You have to promise me to give him a chance.
Well, I can't promise anything, Connie, except a really fun time.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hi, Heather.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I came to see the game. You left in the middle. I was curious why.
I quit the team.
Really? Why?
I think it's obvious.
Well, that's a shame. The team needs you.
What's the difference? We lose whether I play or not.
They could learn a lot from you anyway. Your dedication, your skill.
They haven't learned anything yet.
Well, then maybe you could learn something from them.
What?
You know, it was interesting watching you from the stands. You went for every ball that was even remotely close to you. You barely even looked at your teammates. It's as if you were playing by yourself. That's not very good teamwork.
Yeah, that's what the coach says. But every time I leave it up to my teammates, we do worse.
Well, so what?
So what? Are you kidding me, Mr. Whitaker? We're not supposed to play to lose.
Well, of course not, but it's not the end of the world if you do lose. In fact, there are things you can learn from losing that you'd never learn by winning. Look, Heather, you are a gifted athlete. But you have to be understanding towards those who aren't as gifted as you are. The only way to do that is to let your teammates play. Let them learn from their own mistakes, whether they win or lose. And one thing's for sure, Heather, you'll never be a winner if you quit. Oh, it sounds like something's happening in there.
Woo! We did it!
High five! Nice spike.
Are you kidding me? Great set.
What happened?
What are you still doing here? I thought you quit.
I was just leaving. Julie, what happened?
We won.
You won?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. After you left, something clicked, and we played really well.
So it's me. It's my fault we kept losing.
That's crazy. You're the best player on the team. You're a pain in the neck, but you're still the best. Are you really going to quit?
I don't know. You won without me. You don't really need me.
We need you, Heather. I think we won today because of those extra practices you made us do.
Really?
Look, we don't want you to quit the team, but it'd be nice if you admitted something to everybody.
What?
You need us to.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Julie.
That's okay. Now maybe you better say that to the rest of the team. And after you're done, we're going to Whitsun to celebrate. Are you gonna come?
Yeah, I think I will.
Oh, great. See you.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. I will move here and check.
Looks like you've almost got him, Eugene.
It would appear that I have the upper hand, yes.
Well, don't be fooled by appearances. There, your turn.
Well, well, what do we have here? Employing the strategy used by Carl Ernst Adolf Anderson, I see. I suppose I could counter that with check.
So, what do you say there, Coach? What can I get this winning team?
How about ice cream all around, Whit?
You won?
Oh, they sure did.
Oh, congratulations! Oh,
you should have seen it. Karen made the game-winning spike.
Karen did? And where were you during all this excitement, Heather?
I was out of the game, giving them a chance to win. Mr. Whitaker, make Karen's a double dip. I'll pay for the extra.
Coming right up.
So what happened?
Show her, Karen.
Okay, stand over there, and I'll use this dish towel as a ball. You see, Judy made a nice set, and she hit it to Julie. Julie set it up, and then wham!
Oh, no, oh, no.
Sorry.
Do you guys remember where all the pieces were?
Not me.
Yes, I think I could recreate it. My rook was here, and I believe my queen was in this space. Oh, no. No, I moved my queen last turn.
You moved your tower last turn.
Oh, yes, you're right. But I had both my rooks, didn't I?
I don't know.
Ooh, I'm afraid that in my stress-induced state of concentration, I didn't make proper notation. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Eugene, calm down.
I'll get him some water.
Water, yes. I'm
so sorry.
That's okay, girls. Eugene won the game anyway.
Here, Eugene, drink this.
Thank you. Believe that we could reconstruct the board if... What did you say, Mr. Walton?
I said that you won the game anyway.
Are you serious? You're conceding the game to me?
Well, sure, you won it fair and square, Eugene. You had me cornered.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, of course I did. I was a few mere moves away from complete victory. Thank you, Mr. Walton, for playing this game.
Oh, sure. You want to play again?
No, I mean, I'm sure Eugene would like to get some sleep, right?
Yes, sleep. I'd almost forgotten about that. I believe I will have a quick nap, if you don't mind.
No, I'll pick up the game. You just go on.
Thank you. Farewell, everyone.
See you. Bye, Eugene.
I won.
Thanks, Bernard. I owe you one.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah. You let Eugene win, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes. Didn't you?
Now, Connie, knowing my relationship with Eugene, do you really think I'd give up the chance to gloat over beating him at another game of chess?
Well...
Gotta go. See you later. Bye, Whit.
See you, Bernard.
Whit, what do you think?
Well, I think we just learned an interesting lesson about talent, skill, and good sportsmanship. All right, girls, come on and get your ice cream.
Yeah!
You know, we're all born with talents and gifts that can be nurtured and developed as we grow. But being talented or good at something doesn't mean we'll always be successful at what we do. Often we'll fail, or in a competition, we might lose. When that happens, we have two choices. We can pout and get upset and say we'll never use our talents again. Or we can try to learn from our failure, humbly pick ourselves up and carry on. Which choice do you think God would want you to make? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Poor Loser was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.